الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, all of us are looking to be successful in this world, this temporary world, and the eternal world to come. Every single one of us. The people in the past the same, the people in today's time the same, and people in future the same. It can be the person that's the most challenged in terms of his intelligence, in terms of so many other aspects in his or her life. But nobody wants to be told that he or she is a loser, is a person who is not going to be, is not and not going to be successful. This is the general principle in the entire world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want the same for us. They want all of us to be successful in this life also, temporary life, and that eternal life to come. There was once an elderly person who made this claim. Very old, very feeble, a person who could hardly walk and talk. But he made this challenge and this claim that I want to wrestle, I want to have some form of wrestling match or some fight with the most strongest and most powerful person out there, whether it be the best wrestler, whether it be some person who claims to be the strongest and most powerful, most famous, I want to have that match with that person. People laughed at him, that you are so weak, so feeble, you know you're going to lose, you know you won't be successful, but he insisted. So people made the arrangements, and the day and time arrived for that so-called match to take place. So they asked him one more time before, are you sure you prepared? He said, I'm ready. I will not lose. And there, that person on the other side, who he was so-called fighting with, gave him one blow. And this elderly person, feeble, weak person, was flat out. So people laughed at him. We told you, we warned you. He raised one leg. He says, I'm not a loser. My leg is still up. I'm still successful. So even an old, weak, feeble person doesn't want to accept defeat. Doesn't want to be told that he's a loser. Doesn't want to be told that he's unsuccessful. He wants to be successful. Despite his stubbornness, and despite his zid and stubbornness and whatever else went with it, he still insisted. But for sure he was not successful. He can raise his leg and say whatever he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be successful in this world, and that temporary world, and that everlasting, eternal life to come. But there are certain aspects that are blocking. They are becoming impediments and blockages from this path of success for all of us. And that is what Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the surah, Al-Haqumut Takathur. That there's some certain factors that we all have in our lives. And that is what is diverting our attention, derailing us, taking us away from the path of being successful in this world. As always, I said so many times, the temporary world and the eternal life to come. So Allah Ta'ala warns us, take cognizance, wake up from that slumber and that sleep of negligence and ghaflat. Al-haqumut takathur. What is turning you away? Allah Ta'ala highlights the word of takathur. In Arabic, at-takathur, the commentators of the Quran Sharif have given three explanations. We'll see in this limited time how much we can cover. First of all, this surah is so much rewarding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that by reciting the lengthy hadith, by reciting the surah, a person, the reciter, will receive the rewards of 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif. 1,000 ayat. One surah, a few lines, it looks so short, but the thawab and reward is one equal to 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif, as though he's read so much. In the same similar token, same way, when it comes to Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ till the end, equal to one third of the Quran Sharif in terms of reward and thawab. Surah Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ till the end. Person recites that once, equal to quarter of the Quran Sharif. Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَوْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Short surah, 3-4 lines. But a person recites that ta'dilu nisf al-Qur'an, equal to half the Qur'an Sharif. Short surahs, great rewards, and great meanings behind it also. So Allah Ta'ala says that this quality of takathur, which is found in everyone today, in the past, present and in future, this is what is diverting and turning us away and removing us from the path of being successful in this temporary life and eternal life to come. And what is that? The commentators and Mufassirin have explained the first meaning to be something which is innate and inherent quality of every man. Part of our natural disposition. Something common, natural in everyone. And that is the avarice of plentitude. Greed, in simple words. 5-letter word, but leads to so many evils, maladies, problems in our own lives, personally, family lives, nationally and internationally. If we do not channel it the correct way, and we do not really take cognizance of this fact, what greed has done, is doing and will do to our lives, we are definitely treading the path of being unsuccessful, causing harm to ourselves, our families, communities, nationally and internationally, for sure. As I said, it's something natural, but we have to rechannel it, we have to control it, we have to curb it. And this is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, by the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, took cognizance of. Allah Ta'ala praises them in the Quran Sharif. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بِيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Pertinent to what is happening in so many masajid today, around the country and other places also, about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the status, the greatness, etc., etc., how they were given the great honor and fortune of compilation of the Quran Sharif, etc. lot of details will be discussed in many places. But pertinent to what we are speaking today, that the Sahaba were such people. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Who is saying this? Where is this from? The Quran Sharif. And who can doubt the authenticity of the Quran Sharif when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is praising them? That they were such people. No trade, no business, no deal, no buying and selling, nothing diverted them, turned them away. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ. No form. Those of us who understand the Arabic language and the grammar aspects will understand that this means نَكِرَ تَحْتَ النَّفِيَ تُفِيدُ الْعُمُومِ. That nothing, no business deal whatsoever, no buying, selling, no deal, nothing turned them away from ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, and the establishing of namaz and salah in their lives. وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, and paying that zakat which is compulsory upon everyone. That obviously he has the means and the laws pertain to that person. It is compulsion. But they were such people that they took cognizance of this fact. That their greed did not become dominant over them. Where they allowed that, the business dealings that they had, to become the end all and be all of their lives. They understood Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Who is the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, provider? Only Allah. Everything in the world are means. We have to adopt the means. Use the means, but the trust is in Allah. This is what they understood. That is why رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala Himself gave them this title. Where Allah was pleased with them. Where Allah was pleased with them. If Allah is pleased with them, who can anyone else then say that they are not pleased with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those who follow their ways? Nobody but a fool. Nobody but a person who's definitely got his understanding totally incorrect. And in total contravention and in contrast with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's so evident and avowed. So many places in the Quran Sharif. So this aspect of greed was not such that they were driven by greed. It did not distract them from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. From the performing of Salah or Jamaat. Today we'll make 120 excuses. I cannot go to the masjid. My customer is waiting. I've got this meeting, that meeting. Jamaat Salah, Jamaat Namaz. Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not allow this to take place in their lives. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Allah Ta'ala praises them that they feared a day where the hearts and the eyes will be rolling, will be dazzled. There are so many meanings to that word. Basically, so much of fear in the heart and eyes will become avowed and apparent. And they feared that day. And that is what was driving them. The driving force was not greed. The driving force was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of the day to come, which is such a severe and such a serious day to come. If a person does not control this, it can lead him to so many other evils in life. Like earning, buying, selling, earning your livelihood from haram ways, and even spending the haram ways. Like that, it can lead a person to not performing his namaz and salah. It can lead a person not fulfilling the rights that are upon him, whether it's the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or people. Like that, it can lead him to depriving people, whether it be the widows and the orphans. Time and again, we repeat these aspects because they are so pertinent to everybody's life today. Where they deprive those widows and those orphans of their shares in the estates. Time and again, we repeat these aspects of where people are delaying in the distribution of estates for 30, 40, 50 years. How many times they'll come and say, Mufti Sahib, sort it out for me now. They delayed for 40 years, but they want in 40 seconds to sort it out. And what is not the only, but the main driving factor that's causing the delay on the executive side and those people in charge, same again, this greed. He's still investing it and rolling with it and depriving those people. So that is one of the results of allowing this greed to become dominant in our lives. There's so much more to be spoken in this limited time, but the highlight of it is, main message, do not allow this to govern our lives and our minds and our businesses and every aspect in our life. I conclude on two hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Famous hadith we heard 120 times maybe, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the person who is a bankrupt person. Repeatedly we hear these things as reminders. Lengthy hadith. Who is a bankrupt person? This question was asked, Atadruna manil muflis. Who is a bankrupt person? Sahaba replied, Malla dirhamala wala mata. Person, no wealth, no dirhams, no items to use to buy and sell, no goods, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned their focus away. Don't focus on being bankrupt here. Be focused on being bankrupt in the eternal life to come. Alladhi yati yawm al-qiyamah. He replied that the person on the day of Qiyamah, when he stands up in front of Allah, he'll have salatin bi salatin kathira wa siyamin kathira. Plenty good deeds, namaz, charity, etc., etc. When it came to the rights of people, greed, again, not the only factor, but the major factor, led him to not fulfilling the rights of people. Where he did not pay his dues, where he verbally abused people, physically abused people, in any form, so many different forms he abused people. The good deeds of those people will be taken and placed unto, the good deeds of his will be taken and given to them. First and foremost, whatever good deeds he had, will be taken and given to those people he wronged, he did wrong to in this world. Thereafter, the sins of those people will be taken and placed onto his account. And instead of him being a prosperous person, successful person on that day, he'll be totally bankrupt. And we know what's the end result of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that that person will be then thrown where? In the fire of Jahannam, according to his words, being totally bankrupt. And the last hadith I conclude on, famous hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. Four things we have to answer before we move from our place on the day of judgment, day of Qiyamah. عن عمري فيما أفنى. How you spent your life. عن مالي. About عن عمري فيما أفنى. How you spent your life. Second, عن شبابي. Your adolescence, youth age, at the time when you were young. How you spent that time specifically. Third, عن مالي. من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. Where you earned it from, where you spent it. Again, greed. If greed was dominant in your life, you're not concerned. لا يبالي المرء ما أخذ. أمن الحلال أمن الحرام. Halal, haram, no concern. Trampling the rights of people, orphans, widows, and whatever else goes. Let that greed come in. Let that be dominant. And cause us to be unsuccessful here too and there too. Where you earn and where you spent your wealth. Third question. And fourth, an ilmihi ماذا عمل عليه. How much you practiced on your knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat and guidance that we take cognizance of this fact. Wake up from the slumber and ghaflat and being negligent of allowing these things to dictate to us in our lives. Live our lives using the means within the parameters of Sharia. And follow the examples of these great people like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa khadam alhamdulillah.